Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning and welcome to Coatesville Connection. Today we're starting an exciting new series with our very own Father Antonio Gutierrez. He is one of the pastoral associates at St. Joseph's Parish in Coatesville. He is a Franciscan of Mary, and their special charism is on the spirituality of gratitude. So we're kicking off this new series. We're going to call it Following Mary's Footsteps. And today, Father Antonio is just going to give us a preview of what he'll be talking about during these next months in helping to form in you a spirituality of gratitude. Welcome, Father.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here with you, to share with you this charism or spirituality, the spirituality of gratitude.
Wonderful. And we're going to start with a prayer.
Yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Father, we envision this as being possibly 10 to 11 shows, but you want to kick us off about the spirituality of gratitude with just a basic overall introduction.
Yes, and I want to start talking about gratitude, reading a passage from the Gospel. And this passage is the cleansing of the 10 lepers. We're going to analyze the whole passage, little by little. So we're going to deepen in the spirituality of gratitude. What is gratitude? Reading a passage from the Gospel. We're going to go little by little through it, analyzing the characters, the attitude of Jesus, his words, the attitude of the 10 lepers. So the passage says, as he continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at his distance from him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed. Were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. To understand this passage, we must see the consequences of carrying the illness of leprosy. A leper was excluded from the community, from his family, and it also was viewed as a divine punishment. So when they heard about Jesus, and when they were looking for him, they were looking for the healing of their illness to have a normal life. I think that as Catholics, we have been affected by a leprosy today. And that leprosy is called secularism. When Jesus wants to heal someone with an illness, he's not only healing a physical illness, he wants to heal something more profound. He wants to heal our souls. Sometimes for healing a soul, you have to heal first the body. And Jesus granted them the healing of their illness because, as I said, he wants to heal their souls. Sometimes we, as Catholics, we have been affected with a leprosy, an actual or a current leprosy that is called secularism. What is secularism? Secularism is now affecting our faith. It's damaging our faith. And we are having a crisis of faith today in the Catholic Church. And not even among Catholics, but also among other Christians denominations. Secularism, as I said, is damaging our faith. What is secularism? I wanted to read some words of Pope Benedict the 16th to have light about this. He says, secularism, which presents itself in cultures as an approach of the world and of humanity without reference to transcendence, invades every aspect of daily life and develops a mentality in which God is made absent in all or in part of human existence and human consciousness. There is no need of God anymore, of thinking about Him and of returning to Him. The predominating hedonistic and consumerist mentality encourages in the faithful as well as in the shepherds a drift towards superficiality and egocentricity that is detrimental to church life. The Industrial Revolution and the scientific discoveries allowed men to answer questions that before had only been partially answered only by the religious perspective. The consequence has been that contemporary man frequently has the impression that he does not need anyone in order to understand, explain, and control the universe. He feels that he is the center of everything, the measure of everything. So, after listening to Pope Benedict's words, we can say that secularism is to live as if God doesn't exist. There is no need, therefore, of God. There is no need of God. And there is no need of God because there is no need of healing. And there is no need of healing because there is no need of truth. Truth gives us the light to know what is wrong and what is right. Truth is the light that guides us to happiness, to the real one. And God is truth. The truth is a person, a divine person, God. And truth exists because reality exists, because God exists. And today, so we can see that the base of secularism is relativism. Truth doesn't exist. What exists is your truth, my truth, the truth of the majority of the people. But the truth doesn't exist. And also, I'm going to quote some words of Pope Benedict. And he says, relativism, that is to say, to let oneself drift on any wind of doctrine, seems to be the only appropriate attitude in current times. A dictatorship of relativism is being set up, one that does not recognize anything as definitive, and that lives as a last measure only one's own ego and its whims. So this leprosy, as I said, is damaging Catholic faith, the Catholic faith, the Catholic people. And this leprosy has to be healed, but if we don't know that we need to be healed, then we cannot go to approach Jesus and ask Him, heal me, as these lepers did, right? But then there is another leprosy. This is like the external leprosy. But then there is an internal leprosy, within Catholics. And this internal leprosy has to do with the heart. I was reading a document written by Archbishop Chaput, and it was very interesting because he says in this article, he's analyzing the encyclical document called The Splendor of Truth, written by Saint John Paul II. And he says, it's common even among people who identify as Catholics to assume that the Church's moral guidance is essentially about imposing rules, rules that breed a kind of Pharisaism. But this is exactly wrong. It's an error that radically misunderstands the substance of Catholic teaching. It's also one of the worst obstacles to spreading the faith. Many Catholics have based their relationship with God on a morality of obligation. I'm going to read another passage of this article of the Archbishop. He says, a morality of obligation can only move us negatively by teaching that disobedience carries the threat of divine punishment. The drama in moral reflection is thus reduced to figuring out exactly what we are bound to do by God's law, and then what residual room is left for our freedom. I have noticed that many Catholics do what they have to do because the law commands it to do. Their motivation is to fulfill a law. Because, whether because they are afraid of this divine punishment, or because they just want to go to heaven, because I know if I fulfill these laws, I can go to heaven. These motivations are valid, are useful, but there is like this kind of selfishness in these motivations. These lepers, they were looking for Jesus because maybe because they were afraid of death, because sometimes this illness, leprosy, was a fatal illness. Maybe they were afraid. But then they were also interested in having a normal life. They approached Jesus because they wanted a normal life. So they were thinking of themselves. This illness, as I said, are an obstacle in our relationship with God. Secularism. We can see this when we see that the church is empties, when we see that our children are not going to church anymore. And we see this lack of faith. And we cannot live as if God doesn't exist. And then these motivations that impel us to move for interest or for fear, that doesn't feel our hearts. What is missing? What is missing here? The Holy Spirit has the task to sanctify us, and He has the task to heal us. That's why He is the Holy Spirit.
Father, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink?
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
There is one thing I ask of the
We're speaking with Father Antonio Gutierrez. Father, we're talking about the spirituality of gratitude, and you gave us the example of the 10 lepers in the gospel. We were speaking about how it is necessary for the Holy Spirit to come in to help us move beyond mere physical healing and look for the true help in Jesus Christ.
This is the illness we have. Secularism and the selfishness that is in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit comes to heal us. And He's gonna heal us through many ways. In the church, we can see many associations, many charisms that are aimed to heal these illnesses. And the Franciscans of Mary, they have one medicine for this illness, for this leprosy. And this medicine, not the medicine, but one medicine, is gratitude. And gratitude is gonna put God in the center of our lives. And gratitude is gonna become a motivation to do what we have to do. But gratitude is more than saying thank you. It's more than that. Gratitude is a gift of the Holy Spirit that transforms your life and that changes your relationship with God and with others. It doesn't exclude the fear. It doesn't exclude the interest. It includes them and raises them and perfect them.
Father, I love that you used leprosy as the example from Scripture. Most people would think, if they're secularists, I'm not excluded from anything. I'm including myself in everything. This idea that you're excluded as a leper, would that be an exclusion from true joy and true happiness?
Yes, of course, because secularism puts man in the center. Man is the source of truth. Man is the source of everything. As Pope Benedict said, he's the measure of everything. If God is not in the center, and if God is the real happiness, and if God is the fundament of truth, then we are away from truth, from happiness, for the real joy. We're excluded also from the church, the place that God wanted us to live in.
Father, I love the example you used in Scripture of Jesus healing the lepers. But from what you were saying, what I'm coming away with is that they weren't expecting enough in their healing. They were looking for a simple cure, but Jesus wanted to heal their hearts and their souls. Is their problem that they weren't expecting enough from God?
Well, I think that they did believe that Jesus was capable of healing them. In fact, he healed them, and they asked him to heal them. But only one realized the real healing that Jesus did. And that real healing, that the healing that saved him, was the healing of her heart, of his heart. The problem in our society is that we don't know that we are needy of God. We are not aware of God's healing, of the need of being healed by him, because of this process of secularism that drives away God from our lives. We're in the center, and there is no references to God. And this is, if a Catholic bases his relationship with God only on the fulfillment of some laws, that doesn't transform their lives. The relationship is a relationship mediated by a fulfillment of laws, but their heart is not in there, it's out of there. And that's why Jesus cannot heal them. Because, as I said, maybe they are not aware of being healed.
How does one start this process of growth in gratitude to God?
Well, the process of this of healing starts, as you say, of being aware that I must be healed, that I want to see. I don't want to live my life blind. I want to live my life with Christ. I want to know what's the truth. I want to know what's the truth of my own being, the truth of the world, the truth of the church, the truth, the plan that God has made for me. Why am I here in the world? Because the truth is not only, is not identified only with loss. The truth, as I said, is a person, and this person is God, and we are the image of God. So to understand ourselves, to understand the world, the society, we need to look at God, we need to listen to him, and that's a way we can start this healing process. The problem as Catholics is that the lack of formation that blinds our relationship with God. And it's important to heal this, the leprosy of secularism, to have formation, to know who is God, who am I, and to know this truth is not a burden on my back. It's the freedom of my life. It's it's the best for me. As the archbishop said, we see religion as an imposition, just as an imposition, but not as the freedom. Because God frees us through His church, through the sacraments, through the grace.
We have been speaking with Father Antonio Gutierrez, and you have been listening to Coatesville Connection. We're so happy to be with you this day, and we look forward to your listening to us again next month.